and you're listening to A Daily Dose of Hope, healthy stuff so you can keep on trucking with Hope Savaro.
Hello, hello, hello. Hope Savaro here with A Daily Dose of Hope. You are listening to Chrome and Steel Radio. How are you doing? It is July. It's not just July. It is the 4th of July. This is one of my favorite holidays. You are probably wondering if it's my favorite holiday because I live in Wisconsin. And this is like one of the only months that there's not snow. And I shouldn't say that because at any second it could snow. But it is going to be a really great day. I love 4th of July. I'm just going to tell you right now why I love 4th of July. And that is because for as long as I can remember, since I was incredibly small, probably as small as my youngest son who is 4 and a half, we've been camping. I love the outdoors, I love hunting, I love the water, we used to sleep in a tent, now we have a classy RV, which I gotta be honest, is pretty bomb diggity, which for my truckers out there, I feel a lot like you. But I absolutely love the 4th of July. We go camping for about 5 days. There's about 40 of us, sometimes 30, sometimes around there. A lot of times the kids outnumber the adults, but we literally unplug. We sit around, we talk, we have some beverages, we play bags, some people call it cornhole. We actually tube down the Wolf River, which is a river in my area, and we attach to a bunch of tubes together. We attach a drink cooler in the middle, and well, you can imagine what we do all the way down the river back to the campsite. And I love it. I just love it. I think it's better than Christmas because Christmas is so crazy and so stressful, and if you have children, you are running around pleasing everybody else, running to everybody else's houses, making everybody else happy, and you are exhausted by the end of the day. I know in the last couple of years, I've been thinking to myself, Hope, when are you going to have the Christmas that you want to have? And so the last couple of years, I have been doing less so I can enjoy more. But 4th of July, all hands on deck, everything, work, everything gets put away. There's no Wi-Fi, reception kind of sucks. And we literally put our campers in our tents in a great old big circle. We put two fire pits together and all day long, it is just free living. And I love it. I absolutely love it, which makes me think that I would probably love being a trucker, or I would probably love living in a state park somewhere, who knows what. But I love the outdoors, I love travel, I love being on the road, I love the freedom that that type of lifestyle gives me, and I love feeling so connected to Mother Nature, which I think when we live a high stress job, although my job's not that stressful, I just love it. Deadlines are stressful, but I love working with people. I love working with all of you. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to A Daily Dose of Hope on Chrome and Steel Radio. And I hope. I always say that, right? I always say that. But I truly do hope that you enjoy listening to my show because you matter to me. And I want you guys to live your best life possible, you guys and gals, to live your best life possible. And the truth is, I didn't always live the way that I'm living. I have had my fair share of challenges. When I was younger, I used to ask my mom a lot, why me? Why am I different? Why am I having all these challenges? Why my friends appear to have fairly decent or easier lives than I did? And I don't regret it now. I look back and I'm so thankful that I've had the struggles that I had. I struggled with an eating disorder most of my life, anxiety, depression, tried to commit suicide, and I made it through. I made it through, and now I'm here with you guys. And I don't regret a day of it because it's given me the tools, the insights, the abilities to work with people just like yourself and help them live their best life, because that's what I'm trying to do every single day. Is it perfect? No. Do I have bad days? Absolutely. Am I stressed sometimes? Absolutely. But it's how you respond to those situations. And I really want to emphasize that because as we get ready for a holiday weekend, it can be really stressful. You're trying to get everything done. You're trying to make sure that you can leave work on time. Maybe your kids are off school. My kids are in summer school, but it really is kind of a very, can be a very stressful time. And what I've learned and I've trained myself to do is really pay attention to how I respond to those situations. And when you can tweak that, when you can shift that, life is not crapping on you so much. And you really realize that, like, okay, like, I can handle this, and the world is not going to end if I don't get this done, and I'm not a bad person, and everyone else isn't out to get you. And it's really perspective, I guess, is what I'm saying. And so enjoy this holiday weekend. Remember why we are celebrating what we are celebrating. We are so fortunate to live in this amazing country that we live in. And I think sometimes the media does a great job of pointing out all the things that are bad or could be worse than they actually are, but we're perceiving them that way. And we could just focus on our differences in a negative way, or we can look at this amazing country and say, I am so glad I live here. I don't know about you, but I am damn proud to be an American. And it makes me sad when people disrespect this country. And it makes me sad when somehow we have become so disconnected from the gratitude that has actually allowed us the privilege to live on this earth. And I think today is a day of respect. So when you watch those fireworks, remember you are free doing that. When you eat your hot dog and your corn on the cob and you swim in wherever you're swimming, or if you're going down a river like I am, I want you to know that you absolutely are living the free life. And you should be so fortunate and never take a day for granted. Now, that being said, that doesn't mean that things aren't challenging. That doesn't mean you can't just freeload this whole life. That doesn't mean that you can't work for or shouldn't work for whatever is it that you want in this life, but it should be a great reminder to the potential, the unlimited opportunities that you have, except you have to be the one that goes gets them. All right, I'll get off my soapbox. I'll get off my motivational point, but I wanted to share that because you know what? I am damn proud to be an American. You should be proud to be American. You should be proud to be in this country, and that you have the ability to leave a legacy for your family and loved ones. And you can't do that unless you live in the great US of A. But we're not just talking about that today, you guys. We are talking about the 4th of July holiday, and how is it that you can stay healthy, that you can make good choices in a sea of sugary beverages and marshmallows. You can't see me right now. I am talking with my hands. I do that a lot. In a sea of sugary beverages and marshmallow and eating at midnight and junky foods and sitting around. And how do we navigate through that? So for many of you know that I try to live a healthy and fit lifestyle. That doesn't mean that I'm at the gym for 3 hours every day. Doesn't mean I'm at the gym for 30 minutes a day. I try to eat well. It doesn't mean that I say no to every food on the face of the earth that's incredibly bad for you. Hey, I like a mojito like everyone else does. A margarita, sign me up. I also enjoy popcorn. I enjoy kettle corn. I like to have ice cream once in a while. Like, I'm human. I want to enjoy life. And so, and I'm not saying that that's the only way to enjoy life, but what I am saying is that I don't try to say that I'm perfect. I don't appear to be perfect, and I want to enjoy what I want to enjoy, but it's all about balance. So when you're going to your 4th of July party, or you're hosting a party, or you're going out, or maybe you're just staying home and you want to make good choices, here are some tips to hopefully help you enjoy your 4th of July holiday and avoid that hangover and regret of what did I just eat? Or what did I just do? Okay, so number one, start an active tradition. So when we go camping, like I said, we usually show up sometimes on the 1st and leave on the 4th. In this case, we're showing up on the 3rd and we're leaving on Sunday the 7th, I think it is. So as you've probably figured out, this is a recorded broadcast. Not that I don't love coming to you guys live, but we're recording. Choose an active tradition. Now, it doesn't mean that you're going to go run a race on 4th of July, but what is it that you can do to just get a little movement in? In our case, we love playing bags. I know some of you might call it cornhole. We will play bags all day long. We will play bags so late that we have to hold lanterns up. We'll play bags so late that we have to wear glow sticks around our neck and our wrists and put them on the board on the other side of the campsite. We will play bags in the rain. We will play it in the sun. We will play it in the morning. We will play it in the pitch dark. We love playing bags. And of course, we play for money. But this is not a show endorsing gambling. So just make sure that I'm not telling you that you should go out and gamble. All right, but what is it that you can do to live a little bit active? Whether it's on the 4th, 5th, or 6th, or 7th, or whenever it is, how can you get up and move a little bit? I have kids, so they're going to want to go to the park and play. They're going to want to ride their bikes, and I'm going to join them. One of the things that I also do when I go camping is I won't say I'm an early, early riser, but I, for whatever reason, I'm on vacation, and I'm up super early. So I take that time, I take that advantage, and I go for a quick walk. I try to get about 2 miles in. Sometimes I walk with light hand weights to get a little bit of extra exercise in, and then I come back, do a little bit of stretching, and nobody's really up yet. So you can make the assumptions as to why people are still sleeping, but I'm usually an early riser. Doesn't matter what how the night ended up the night before. So that's what I do to try to get a little bit more movement in. And then I feel a lot better about the choices I'm making through the day. I usually make better choices. And that's just going to lead me down a road to where I'm going to feel really good afterwards and not say, well, I just threw the whole weekend away. Why try to start a good thing now? So how is it that you can add a little bit of activity in and maybe start a new active tradition? Maybe you're going to walk to the fireworks. Maybe you're going to make a cornhole or a bags tournament. Maybe you're going to play volleyball. Doesn't matter if you're good. I'm not good, but I still play. Maybe you're going to go for a walk in the morning. Maybe you're going to go for a family bike ride. Maybe you're going to go to the pool and swim and actually swim and actually get in the water. But what are you going to do? Don't limit yourself. Be creative. Who knows what it could be in store? Maybe you're just going to play with the kids. Run around, swing them around, have a good time. All of those little things add up. And if you're worried about those calories, guess what? You are burning calories by moving. So that's a win. Eat before you go. And I know what you're thinking. You're like, Hope, there's going to be amazing food at this barbecue while I'm camping. When I go over to the neighborhood party, whatever it is. Now, I'm not saying you have to eat a huge meal, but if you don't go there starving, you're not going to stuff your face full of food you don't need to be eating. And Logical. I used to always do that the exact opposite. Obviously, I struggled with an eating disorder for most of my life, so I would go places and be starving, and I would either be really grouchy and really angry, or I would then overeat or binge eat because I was so starving. And so I found take the edge off, maybe try to make sure you get some foods that have good healthy fats or good healthy protein so that when you go to the event, you're like, okay, I can have a couple little things, but you don't feel like you need to eat the whole buffet. All right, number three, drink water. You hear me say this all the time. I feel like this could be some sort of campaign on Chrome and Steel Radio, or who knows what it is. I should get paid to say this. Drink more water. Drink half your body weight in ounces. It's going to be hot. It is bloody hot in Wisconsin right now. Not just bloody hot. It is humid, and humid makes it sweaty and disgusting and gross, and you just perspire. Like no man's business. And so make sure that you hydrate. First thing I do right away in the morning, I get 8 to 10 ounces of water in with lemon, and I just down that before I drink anything else or eat anything else. A lot of times I put that on my bedstand, and before I even get out of bed, I swing my feet over, I sit up, and I drink that water. One of the nice things is that it helps kind of flush out your system, and that's the first thing in your body, which is going to be a hell of a lot better than putting coffee right away in your body or eating your Cocoa Puffs or whatever it is. And that's just my thing. I've just trained myself to do that. And if at least at a minimum, I've gotten 8 to 10 ounces of water in already today, if maybe I don't drink water until later on, that never happens. I mean, for those of you on Facebook Live or YouTube, like this is my water. And I know Dave always gives me crap. Right now there's these weird red things floating in it. Because he always is like, what is Hope drinking? And it looks like it maybe could be some sort of tea, or it looks like maybe it could be some sort of alcoholic drink, which sometimes that's the case. But this is actually lemon water with goji berries. And I love it because I love the goji berries. They soak in there and they get chewy when you drink it. And so it's something for me to chew on. And then it gives the water the most amazing flavor. And I'm getting lemon, which balances my pH. So there's so much goodness in it. And so there's so many awesome ways that you can be healthy and still enjoy what you're putting in your mouth and what you're doing. So half your body weight in ounces. If you really want to get scientific, 0.6 times your body weight. And here's my second little tip. Actually, that might be like my third or fourth when it comes to water, but you're following me along here. We want to make sure when we're drinking water, If you drink plain water, that's a cleanser. You're just cleaning out your system, which is great if you want to detox or you just want to kind of get stuff moving through. If you want your cells to attach it to it, add something to your water. Lemon, lime, essential oil, sparingly, and make sure it's a good quality. Goji berries, whatever it is, chlorophyll, whatever it is, apple cider vinegar, cinnamon, cayenne pepper, add something. I know you're probably like gross and disgusting, but actually lemon, cinnamon, cayenne pepper, honey in your water in the morning is fantastic to help lose weight, help restart your system, your metabolism, cleanse everything out. It's amazing. It's an acquired taste, but it is amazing. Let me know if you want more details about that. But add something to your water, that doesn't mean alcohol, to help your body better absorb it, help your cells actually hydrate themselves. And that's just a really important tip that I like sharing with people. Okay, let's see. This will be number four. Choose something green. Now, if my husband is listening, that does not just include eating green onions, although onions are great for you. Eat something green. So when you're going through the buffet line or you're bringing something to the picnic, bring a salad. Bring, oh my gosh, my friend Karen makes the amazing, most amazing Chicago party salad. It's with bitter greens and dried tomatoes. You can also use like the ones from the can where they have that nice foil on them. It was so good. And then some amazing dressing and some, I don't even know what else is in there, but it's so good. I'll have to look up the recipe and give it to you guys. Oh, I can eat it all day long. It's like a party in my mouth. Hence the reason, Chicago party salad. So what is it that you're going to eat? What is it that you're going to eat that is green? Okay, green Jell-O does not count. A green margarita does not count. So what is it that you can do that you can eat something green before you put anything else in your mouth? You're going to be much happier. Your stomach's going to be much happier. Your body's going to be much happier. Remember, we're looking for the long haul. If we just live life by trying to be pleasured in the immediate moment, we will be in a vicious cycle of highs and lows, always being let down in the end. So remember, try to remember the long game. What do you want to do? Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to have more energy? Do you want to have less brain fog? Like what it is you try to do? Less back pain, less hip pain. What do you want to do? Remember your long game. Remember your long game so you make better short game choices. And the 4th of July is no exception to that. All right, number five, go bunless. Now, I don't mean like the buns that you're sitting on, although some of us may want to reduce our buns. But I'm talking about the hamburger bun, the hot dog bun. Go bunless. I love doing a lettuce bun or a lettuce wrap. I posted a picture on Instagram last week. I was out in Utah doing a training for a wonderful group of people. And my wonderful friend, Karen, who I absolutely love and adore, she's been on the show before, made nut burgers. Oh my gosh. Lettuce, onions, tomatoes, homemade ranch dressing. I don't know what else I put on there. I like put everything on there I possibly could. Another piece of lettuce and it was so tasty. So go bunless. There are so many ways for you to eat the foods you love without that big, huge carb bun. Try a low carb wrap. Try a rice wrap. Try a sprouted bun instead. Try something else and just reroute your taste buds and you'll realize you won't even miss it in the long run. Okay, so 2, 4, 5, 6. Number six, enjoy a corn on the cob. Now you're probably wondering, Hope, corn on the cob has no nutritional value. Your body does not digest it. And you're absolutely right. Your body doesn't digest it. But it's a great cleaner outer, okay? Think of it like Drano for your body a little bit, getting all this dirt off around the edges of your pipes. But one of the great benefits of eating corn on the cob, I mean, not every time of year, corn on the cob right now in Wisconsin is awesome. You can just get it from the local farmer's market and yum, 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 cook it up and eat it. And there's so many different ways that we cook it here in Wisconsin. But one of the advantages of eating it is it's not a lot of calories. And if you get some non-GMO, all that other stuff, you know, try to stay away from the things that have been sprayed. Okay, I'm going to get to my point. It takes time to eat it. It's a event. It's a party for all of your senses. You got to chomp on it. You're hearing it crunch. It's spurting all over your face. You have to hold it. It's kind of like a puzzle for your face. So it's like a full engagement. Okay, a full event, and after eating it, it feels like you've done so much more than you actually have, that you're not going to be as full. So there's that. Can't win them all. Remember, good, better, best. I'm not going to like deprive myself of anything. I'm not saying that you should, you know, go and have a tub of ice cream, but hey, can't win them all, right? Okay, next one, lawn games. Like I said before, what can you do outside? What can you do moving around? Two of my kids had a birthday, actually one of them did, and Harper's birthday is next week, Tuesday, July 9th. Happy birthday, Harper. If you remember, wish him a happy birthday on Facebook for me, and he will love that. But I bought them lawn games, tetherball, badminton, volleyball. Like, my kids play outside all the time. They are obsessed right now with hammocks. I'll have to post a picture. And they have found so many different ways to do tricks in hammocks. It's pretty unbelievable. But what can you do outside? Okay. What can you do outside? Get your butt up, get moving around, invite your neighbors over, get your friends off of their devices, get your kids off of their devices, and get outside and start moving around and enjoy this thing we call life. All right. Next one. Clean the grill. I know you're like, Hope, how does this fit in to these healthy 4th of July choices? Well, I'm sharing this because when is the last time that you cleaned your grill? And I'm bringing this up because bacteria lives on your grill. And I know you're turning it on and firing it up, but the fire isn't necessarily coming through the grill until you put the food on and then the juices all come through. So scrape that baby clean. Scrub it really good. Get all of that old disgusting food off before you put your clean food on. It takes a couple of seconds and your body deserves it, right? Why put more crap in it than we need to? And obviously I'm not just talking about unhealthy food right now. I've been some places, you guys, where, oh my gosh, like, when is the last time you cleaned this thing? It felt like cement trying to get it off. So just clean it after you use it. Okay. Super easy, super simple. Okay. Less sugary drinks and desserts. Yes, there is such thing as a skinny girl mojito. There is such thing as a skinny girl margarita. What can I do and replace all the extra sugar or the sugary syrup or whatever it is into the beverage that I'm drinking? Okay, I know they taste good going down, but they don't feel good trying to get them off. So how is it that you can change that? Can you add fruit? So I love seltzer drinks. I'm not really a bubbly soda person or even a bubbly water person that, for that matter, but I do like bubbly drinks. And so I'll add fresh fruit to it and I'll squeeze it in, and whether it's berries or lemon or lime or something, just to kind of like flavor it up a little bit more. And that gives me that natural flavor without all the calories, and I can still enjoy my beverage and enjoy my friends and family. Also the desserts. What if you bring a fruit salad? What if you bring fruit kebabs? What if you, you know, there's so many other options. It's called Pinterest. It's called Google. There's so many other foods that you can bring that pack a lot of flavor and a lot of satisfaction without all the hidden calories and all the hidden sugar. Okay. So what are you going to do this 4th of July? How are you going to make healthy choices while still enjoying yourself? Remember, the whole thing is about making one small little choice at a time and doing it consistently. And over time, you've made this whole change in your life. It's like brushing your teeth. It only takes a few minutes, for some people a minute, but that few minutes every single day keeps you out of the dentist with painful surgeries and implants and everything else. And I know sometimes we just are born with not the greatest teeth, but at least we're doing our best. We're doing our part. Now, the same thing goes for your health and wellness. Every little bit counts. Every little bit matters. That is one of the biggest reasons why I created Mother Trucker Yoga, because I want truckers to realize, I want you right there, through the screen, to realize that you can feel better no matter where you are. That what if you have this pain in your hip, in your neck, in your back, you have grip issues, you have tight neck, you're not sleeping well, whatever it is, that you can fix that in 3 to 5 minutes a day. That you can completely transform your all over health and wellness simply by doing a stretch. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. You're like, I can't stretch. I'm too big. I'm too stiff. I'm too old, blah, 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 blah. Okay. I've been doing this for almost 20 years. I have worked with every kind of person on the face of the planet, okay? Everybody can do something. And that's the beauty of Mother Trucker Yoga. That's why we are different than every other program for truckers. Because I'm not just telling you, here's this little digitalized person of doing jumping jacks and running around their truck to try to get their cardio in when you have bad knees and a bad back and you're trying to lose these extra pounds that are not letting you do that. I'm telling you that you can do this one thing, this one move in the comfort and the privacy of your own truck so that your back can feel better. And when your back feels better, guess what? You might be more open to do something else. And if you're saying to me right now, oh, Hope, I can't stretch, you know, blah, blah, blah. I've heard it all. Do you have the ability to not do it? Like, what are you losing out on if you don't do it? Like, do you really have the time, the energy, and the effort to live with that sciatica, that back pain, that plantar fasciitis, the cramp, leg cramps that wake you up in the middle of the night? Can you really afford to keep living that way? I know I can't. There was a period in my life where I went, and I like literally teach movement for a living, you guys. I went and I was not doing my own stretches, my own movements. I was like stuck in front of a computer. I was traveling a lot and I was literally, my hips were waking me up in the middle of the night. Finally, I realized, you know, having a 2-hour practice every day, having an hour practice, just not realistic for me. So I started adding 1 minute of movement here, 2 minutes here, 3 minutes here. And over the course of the day, I actually was moving quite a bit more. My hips stopped hurting. I started sleeping through the night again. And as a result, I started making better choices and more time again to get out and get healthy and get movement, whether it's going for a walk or playing outside with my kids or actually doing yoga. So you have to get it through that thick skull of yours, knocking on my head right now, that you can make a change. Okay? Strip away the ego, stop putting up the defense wall that you're too big and macho or whatever for stretching or for yoga or for whatever it is. And ask yourself, can you afford not to take better care of yourself? One of the things that absolutely just kills me, this is like a stab in my heart, is when I watch people go to that point in their lives where they look back and they say, I wish I would have. I wish I would have listened, maybe to me or somebody else. I wish I would have taken the time. I wish I would have stopped lying to myself. I wish I would have just did it. I wish I would have asked for help, because then I wouldn't be in the position that I'm in right now. Only you can make that choice. And that is exactly why I created Mother Trucker Yoga. I want to make that choice easy for you. So we'll be back in a few minutes after the break, and you can listen to a little bit of information on how to learn more about MotherTruckerYoga.com. We'll be back.
And you're listening to A Daily Dose of Hope, healthy stuff so you can keep on trucking with Hope Savara. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Hope Savara here with A Daily Dose of Hope. If you've missed the beginning of this show, we talked about healthy things that you can do, some tips, some tricks, some ideas, and some coming to Jesus moments as to what you can do over the 4th of July here to stay healthy while on the road. And in that case, maybe if you're watching this broadcast and it's now been a couple months since the 4th of July and maybe Labor Day's coming up or Halloween or Thanksgiving or Christmas or Valentine's Day. My gosh, we have a holiday every single year. I think it's a conspiracy. But you can use these tips and tricks no matter what time of year it is to continue to make healthy choices for your life, because every little bit adds up. Okay, so I have a few things I want to share with you guys before we head out and you can go off with your day and enjoy your 4th of July. If you're working today, if you are out on the road driving our goods, making sure that our food and everything else gets where it needs to go on our shelves, I want to thank you so much. Often truck drivers, I feel like, go unrecognized for everything that you do. I know that many people, myself included, cannot live the life that you live out on the road, away from your family multiple days at a time. So I just want to personally thank you so much. I have a special place in my heart for every trucker across the face of the earth. And that is why we created Mother Trucker Yoga, is because I love you guys and gals so much that I decided that I would create a program just for you guys. And I love working with you. I just, the last 2 days, I've been so blessed. I got to talk to two of my favorite truckers. So Tom and Robert, I'm talking to you. I absolutely love you guys. You make my day whenever I get to talk to you. But last words here before we leave. I just want to thank you guys so much for your support with Chrome and Steel Radio. I also want to make a special thanks to the Davy Crockett TA Petro down in Greenville, Tennessee. Without all of you there, we would not be able to do what we do here at Chrome and Steel Radio. So I just want to thank you so much for everything that you do. If you have not tuned in to the Dave and Jack Show, please do so. If you have not tuned into the bull, no bull hole in bullshit program, I don't even know if that's how I say it, Jerry, I'm sorry. I don't have all my stuff in front of me and it's been a long day. I worked all day, but I want to know that you guys got to listen and tune into Jerry because he is hilarious. He is hilarious when he has his son on. They just talk about everything about their life, and it's fantastic. If you have not listened to the wonderful, talented Bill Weaver, please do so. He just has amazing music, and he's constantly popping on, just doing some improv shows, so I really appreciate that. So thank you guys all so much, and thank you for having me on your network. I really appreciate it. But I want to know, are you guys going to Matt's? Or not Matt's, oh my gosh. Are you guys going to Gats? Are you going to the Great American Truck Show in Dallas in August? Mother Trucker Yoga will be there. We will have a booth. We want to see you. We want you to stop by and say hello to us. We want to know if you're using our programming, and if you're not, we always offer some amazing specials and incentives to get every single trucker started so that they can feel better wherever. So I want to let you know that that opportunity is available to you. We also have Trucker Appreciation Week. I like to think of it as Trucker Appreciation Month coming up in September. So that's really 2 months away. And we'll have some amazing things and some amazing incentives set up for you. I also want to let you know that Chrome and Steel Radio is having an appreciation party. I know, pretty fantastic. And I'm going to look and make sure that I tell you the right date. We are looking at Saturday, October 26th. At the Davy Crockett. So again, down in Greenville, Tennessee, and we'll be doing some amazing things for all of you truckers. So definitely put that in your calendar so you can come out and, worst case scenario, at least see me, right? At least see me. I'll battle you out, Bill Weaver, to see who people come to see more of, me or you. Oh my gosh, I love all the people that we work with here at Chrome and Steel Radio. But make sure you put those dates in your calendar. Come and check us out. Come and say hi. If you want to know more about what we'll be doing at GATS, both Chrome and Steel and Mother Trucker Yoga, please reach out to us and let us know, and we will send you the details as it gets closer. All right, guys. I want you to remember one last thing. No matter how hard it gets, never lose hope. Never lose hope that there is opportunity out there for you to live your best life. To live your best life starting right now, because no matter where you are, we want you to feel better wherever. We want you to feel better, and it starts with you by saying yes to a better life for yourself. All right, guys, until next time, we'll see you soon. Thanks again, Davy Crockett TA. Thank you again, Mother Trucker Yoga, and thank you again, everybody that has made these broadcasts on Chrome and Steel Radio. Awesome.